we open up at home again. The 100th season in the National Football League. George Halas, the founding father of the National Football League. You got the city waiting for him. Everybody thought that the Packers, and of all people, the Packers are coming here. We're going to tear them apart. At least that's what I thought. And to go again, first quarter, no touchdowns. Second quarter, no touchdowns. Third quarter, no touchdowns. Fourth quarter, no touchdowns. You got to be kidding me.
Okay.
What he said. Oh, my gosh.
You needed that after the Bears game last night. You needed Hampton and right. OB and those guys.
That exact moment was the moment in the car when I was introducing Mikey, Timmy, and Tommy to Hampton and OB.
Yep.
And I said, you got to turn on GN because they were listening. They were listening to BBM at the interview on the field and all that stuff. And then the problem with listening to the radio the radio official broadcast is that those guys have to still put a pretty face on it,
right?
Right, and because they can't
it up a little bit.
Yeah,
they don't want gloom and doom the rest of the season.
Right, they're putting a little lipstick on that pig. Right,
they are a little bit. Yeah, I would agree.
I get it. I get why they got to do it. But it doesn't help you get over what you just saw. Because if we could have PTSD for years as a result of this.
No question.
Hey, all
ugly.
Right.
It was ugly.
I mean, between last year's season opener, the playoff game, and this one, that's a trifecta of some tough losses for the Bears over a short period here.
Well, and they made the point last night, and I'll bring OB in right now. That you made the point last night that when you're coming off of a kind of a franchise low loss in the playoffs last year, the one game, the double doink, and then you lose here like this, hey, it's bad.
Well, bro, it's awfully difficult if you really think about it. If you're supposedly got into the playoffs first time in what again, 8 or 10 years. We go against the Eagles at home, and we had everything. Every arrow was pointing in our direction. And you only score one touchdown with about a couple of minutes to go in that game. Forget about whether the guy doinked, missed the field goal. We didn't score any touchdowns. One touchdown, absolute end of the game. That's a playoff game. That's what you live for. That's why you play this game. You want to be a world champion. And then to start out the 100th season of the National Football League, whom, by the way, George Halas really basically started. He's the footing and the foundation of this thing. And they'll open up the 100th season at home and of all people who, the Packers.
Of all people.
I mean,
you're having your next door neighbors over.
You couldn't ask for. You want to talk about getting up for a game and going out there and absolutely destroying people. And what went on was, I was absolutely stunned last night. I mean, stunned. I asked Hampton. I said, Hampton. I said, why is number 10? Why is he not better in his third year? He was awful. Our offense was awful. Our offensive line was awful. So obviously, the coaching wasn't there. How could you not be ready? How could you not be ready coming off of last year with a 12-4 record to go out there and open up a damn 100th year of the National Football League and you got the Packers in town, and why don't you go out there and crush them?
Yeah, I have a question for you that I almost am afraid to say out and open because I, honest to God, this is almost like sacrilegious to say, but I think that Kyle Long is a problem.
Well, you talk about in his play.
Talking about in his
side of it.
On the mental side of it. When he makes it, he's a physically imposing guy, he's incredibly talented, he's one of the best offensive linemen physically that you can get, but his head gets out of the game. He finds himself in situations
was bad last night.
That he shouldn't find himself in, and then he gets his emotions get carried away. And I don't know. You can't really replace him because the guy's a Pro Bowler, right? But what do you do?
Well, you know, listen. Anybody can be replaced, guys. I mean, you know, this isn't anybody on that team can be replaced. There's nobody walks on water. I'll guarantee you that. But I'll tell you, Kyle Long got whooped last night. He got bull rushed. And I don't know, by two or three guys on the inside. I can't remember exactly who they were from Green Bay. But Kyle Long's a pretty big, pretty strong, and pretty nasty guy. And he took a beating yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kenny Clark from Green Bay, their nose tackle, was clogging things up. OB, I thought, look, David Montgomery only got the ball six times, and it was only 18 yards gained. But he does not go down easy. And I just thought it was ridiculous. Mike Davis had five carries. David Montgomery had six. Tariq Cohen had zero carries, which is a problem because if you're going to consider him a running back and if you don't give him the ball out of the backfield, the defense is going to know every time he's on the field they're not running the ball if he's in the backfield. So, but I thought David Montgomery ran hard. Did you like what you saw from the rookie, the third-round pick?
Yes, I did. I really did. And I thought that's something that you can I think you'll be able to count on him more and more if you get him involved, certainly in the running game, but also in the passing game out into the flats or into the check down the little hooks. And he is, I tell you what, he's a big plus for the Bears. He can hurt you in a lot of ways. But then again, do we have the offensive knowledge and wherewithal for these coaches to communicate to these kids exactly how the hell is it that you win a football game in the National Football League? And how the hell is it that you can go for four quarters on opening of the 2019 season and you don't score one touchdown? You have no idea how frustrating that is and what that means, guys. We have you got 11 guys out there, and they don't score a touchdown. In the second series, they kick a field goal and get 3 points. After that, it was nothing. It was nothing. That's you know how hard you got to try to do that? That's almost impossible.
You know, the last two losses, the playoff game and then this one, who was missing? Who was out? Tight end Trey Burton. But he can't mean that much to the offense, right? Or does he really mean that much to Nagy's system?
You know what the reality of it is? That last year we had five tight ends. What do we have now? Four? And one that's, I guess, you know, was hurt or wasn't, whatever. My God. You mean to tell me in this day and age in this league that we can't find a tight end in the United States of America, and we have to have five of them that are activated to play that position? You know, you got to start looking at where this is coming from, guys. You got to look at Mitch Trubisky. Uh-huh. This is his third year.
I don't want to look.
Well, I have a question
this
about that.
This is his third year, guys.
Yeah.
And he can't get out of his own way.
OB, I got a question about that. How much was Trubisky? How much was Matt Nagy? Of the disaster we saw.
Okay. All right. You want percentages?
Yeah. I want to see. Well, yeah. Who do you
help
say?
Us,
what
help
do you
us
say?
Understand
I want to
this.
Understand that.
99% is Nagy. He went about this whole situation getting ready for the 2019 season. He got it all wrong. He really did. He thinks because they take extra reps that they're going to be in shape and they'll be ready to go. In the passing game, believe me when I tell you this, you go up against your own guys. It's got to be the competition. That's why you play those exhibition games. You got to get in shape. And if all things are equal, the biggest thing in the passing game is timing. The timing of the routes, whether it's a hook pattern, a 12-yard out, a fly pattern, a deep post, a skinny post, anything. It's all about timing. And did you see our timing yet last night?
Oh, God.
It wasn't there.
Oh, God.
You know why? Because we didn't do anything.
All right. I got to say this to you because, we got to know each other over the last number of years. I consider you a friend. I've looked up to you my entire life. Mm-hmm. I can't believe that I got to, work with you yesterday, sitting in the, on your show. It was just an amazing thing. But I have to thank you for something, because last night got in the car and we're driving out of the stadium, you know, in the traffic on Lakeshore Drive heading north, and I told the guys to turn on GN and listen to it. And it was right at that moment where you're doing the whole thing about not in the first quarter, not in the second quarter, not in the third quarter.
Right.
And you made me feel so much better, like not for like being a dope for sitting in that stadium for 4 hours and actually running
and paying
there,
what you guys paid.
Crawling through broken glass to get there. But these guys that I'm with, that I, you know, these are my football buddies, right? We've been going to football games for decades. They felt better. What you do in the aftermath of a loss, that's your greatest contribution to humanity, Ed Obradovich, is that after a devastating loss like that last night, you make us seem sane for being fans, you know, and make us feel better about the fact that we can be mad about that because what we saw was not right. And people were paying, there were people in that stadium that paid $1,600, $1,700 a ticket to be there last night, and they got to see one frickin' field goal.
That, you know, that borders a lot of things, and I can't tell you, you know, when you've got people making $7 million, $5 million, $15 million, $25 million, $30 million, $40 million, of which they have these $150, $160, $130 million contracts, of which $90 million's guaranteed, $85 million's guaranteed, $35 million, and they go out there and stink it up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Listen, and there'd be a cold day in hell that Dan Hampton or myself are going to go on a radio show and try to make excuses for these guys. You are paid to perform at an excellence. Only 16 games. And you have to show up. You have to play. You can't make mental mistakes. You make a mental mistake, it'll kill you. You miss a tackle, it'll kill you. You've got to be there. You've got to know your defense. You've got to know your offense. You got to know your blocks. You got to know your tackles. You got to know what zone you're in. Where, if it's a blitz, where do you have to be? You can't make mistakes. Not now, and not making this kind of money. And I'll be damned, I will never tiptoe through the tulips to these guys. A guy making $25 million and he gets put on his back 2-3 times, and I'm supposed to say it's okay. Oh, he'll be better next week. You know, he probably had a bad night. Ain't gonna happen.
The lowest paid guy on the field last night was the only guy who scored points for the Bears. Think about
that.
The one we were most worried about.
Right. We were most concerned about him.
Before we let you go, not letting him attempt a 51-yard field goal and going for it on 4th and 7 or whatever the hell that was. Was it 4th and 4?
4th and 10.
4th and 10. 4th and 10. What did you think of that?
Well, Mark Carmen, I think, came up and had mentioned, Ro, that Nagy went to the special teams coach and asked him, can he make it from 50 or 51 yards? And supposedly, I'm almost positive it was Mark, somebody in the room said no, and that's why they didn't do it. And when I heard that, my reaction was this: then what is he doing on this football team?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is he doing? What is there, 7 billion people in this planet Earth? You mean to tell me we can't find a guy to kick a 50-yard field goal?
Yeah.
Right.
Great point.
How about that lady from the women's soccer team?
Yes,
I'm going to put her on right now.
She'd be great.
But that's what I heard. I don't know if that's true or whatever.
All right.
Boy, we're going to look at it. 50-yard field goal or 51-3 or whatever it was. My God, that should be a makeable, and that should be an every week occurrence. If it comes up there, you got a guy, kick the damn field goal.
Yeah, Nagy said the same thing today, OB. He doubled down on that. He said he talked to Chris Tabor, the special teams coordinator, and they said, I'm with you. I was confused at what he was trying to say. He says, you know, they believe he can kick it, but going that direction on the field, for some reason, Chris Tabor said, no, that's not his kick from that yardage, from that spot of the field.
Oh, my God.
For whatever reason. So, that's what they're saying.
You know what it is? And there's an answer for that. Then what is he doing on this football team?
I'm with him.
What is he doing on this football team?
I know.
OB, they said this is not who we are. They said that in so many different ways at that news conference after the game. You heard Trubisky say it. You heard Coach Nagy say it. You heard every player say that we didn't play who we are. This is not us. Do you think this is really us or them? And are they going to get better? Are you seeing dramatic improvement because they've, you know, this happened next week? What do you think?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Listen, they're going into Denver. And Denver's got a pretty good coach that knows exactly what to do in certain situations. And I don't think it's going to be a cakewalk in Denver.
Oh, no.
And as far as those guys, that really wasn't them. Give me a break. What do you mean it wasn't you? Then who the hell was out on that football field last night getting knocked around, not scoring a touchdown, not converting on third down? That's what football's all about. Convert on third down, move the ball, and try to score a touchdown. That's exactly what we didn't do last night, and that's exactly what we did against Philadelphia Eagles in our first playoff game at home. And it hasn't changed from then till now, until it's proven that they can do it, that they can throw the ball down the field, convert on third down, and score some touchdowns, and act like a champion.
OB, I'm
that's
right.
Amen.
For 15 on third down.
Oh,
for the
don't
Bears.
Get him started. Don't get him started. The poor man. Look at how tired he is already. Let's go. Come on. All right. OB, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, OB. You're awesome.
Bye. Oh, my God. Okay, guys.
Bye. Oh, God.
Love him.
Oh, my God. That's so true, though. I mean, so many years with him, decades with him, mm-hmm. when he was with the great Doug Buffone,
mm-hmm.
and there would be a heartbreaking loss,
mm-hmm.
and you'd listen to him, and you'd listen to both of them.
Right.
You know, just get angry about
it. You can hear their heartbreak.
It lets you off the hook.
Yeah.
You don't feel like such a schmuck for being so in love with this team. Because they're in love with it, and they know that it should have been better. And there isn't like an excuse. The coaches are going to come out and go, well, you know, there was this thing that happened. You know, and I'm telling you that now that I know that the special teams coordinator would not let him attempt that, that ain't right.
Yeah.
That
makes you
right.
Worried.
Yeah.
Even more if you weren't already.
Oh, my God. Well, they're going to have to make him do that in Denver because Denver's a much better place to kick right. than here. But it's, you know, I don't. Okay. I got to go.
Yeah.
I can't. I can't. And you know what? I can't even look at her right now, and you.
I'm being so kind too.
She is. She's being very respectful.
You could have baked a cake or something.
Even the way you said that.
It's not like she was digging into you, Ro. Is that what you felt?
Yeah, I felt like
I rubbed it into you guys last night, and then I left it alone.
Wait, hold on. Before I do this, because I promise this in this hour, I got to do this right now. Hold on, and then we'll find out what's coming up in the news.